You're listening to In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand tonight, Sam from Twin Atlantic. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good evening.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Representing four boys, yourself, obviously.
Yep.
Barry, Ross and Craig.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the four most Glaswegian names possible, right?
Yeah, apart from Craig. Craig New, I think his second name's French.
Okay.
So I believe, but McTrusty is mine.
I actually got
questioned that yesterday. We did an in-store at Banquet Records in London, and the guy was like, "So that's not your real name, is it? It's like a stage name." Of course it's my real name. I'm not that pretentious.
Not yet. Have
it. Well, yeah.
Give it time. Glasgow seems to be, at the moment, this brilliant place where all this music's coming from. Biffy.
Yeah,
obviously.
The Biffy guys. Yeah.
And we had Cassidy on the show as well.
Yeah,
a couple of weeks ago too.
I went to school with those guys, actually.
Did you?
Yeah,
they were really nice.
The year below me at school. Believe it or not, I've got one of their PlayStation 2s that he sold me when I was like 16. He was fobbing it off, giving me some. He wanted to make some extra cash, and I needed a PlayStation 2. And there you go.
What's the story of the band? Give us it in kind of a nutshell, the evolution of it, how you came together in the first place.
We've just got a real natural story, man. There's nothing like, there's no explosive moment of like rock and roll madness. We just, Ross, our bass player, we met at school. And we became friends because we liked the same type of music, and we started going to gigs together, and he had learned how to play guitar and then kind of taught me how to, you know, bits and pieces, and then we just kind of started writing songs together and playing in bars in Glasgow and stuff like that, and met Barry and Craig that way because they had done a similar thing and just kind of been playing locally and started at the bottom basically, and we've worked our way up.
So what kind of stuff were you going to see? Was it shared taste in music that you had?
Yeah. We were actually, I met when I was like 12 or 13, I think, we'd go and see like American pop punk bands like Blink-182. And
you've actually supported Blink-182 as well, haven't you?
We have.
How's that? It's like being a fan of like a band like that and then being opening the show for them. That's quite...
Honestly, it's one of those weird things. It's pretty much, there's a bunch of bands we've done that for, like Blink-182 and the Smashing Pumpkins and My Chemical Romance. So
brilliant.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel like it actually ever happened, because it is, at the risk of sounding cheesy, a little bit of a dream come true scenario.
So for people who are brand new, what kind of stuff is it?
It is passionate, believable, honest rock music with Scottish vocals. That's what it is.
Win.
That's
like
just
that.
What it is.
Yeah. The album is brilliant. I really, really like it. It's called Free. That's out this week.
Yep.
Can you introduce the single from it, and we will play it on In Demand now?
Yes. This is the title track from my record Free. Believe it or not, it's called Free. I've just told you.
Boom.
That's it.
Sam, thanks, dude.
Thank you.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we're welcoming a chap from a three-piece. So representing his brubs. This is Cairo from Encore. Welcome.
Hello.
How you doing? You all right?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm just in the studio at the moment making those hits.
As you do. So we need to talk to you about Encore. Are you all, and where have you come from?
We are three individual artists that have come together to create a group, not a boy band as such, but a group. I mean, Pierre was a rapper before he was in this, working on his mixtape. Mark was a published writer doing his thing, and I was doing my own thing on the acoustic soul scene. So we're all individual artists before this.
Okay.
And we come from London.
So a lot of our in-demand community might have seen you on tour with a certain group who've not done too bad for themselves over the last couple of years.
They haven't done too bad, have they?
How was life on the road with N-Dubs?
N-Dubs, the life on the road, I'm not going to lie, it was crazy. It was so fun. It was so fun. We didn't really know what to expect because we'd just come off the Jesse J tour, and we had one day to sort of like travel down to the Isle of Wight, I think it was. And we didn't know what to expect at all, but the fans are crazy. The fans, there's so many of them. There's so many. They've got loyal fans.
But people shouldn't judge Encore's sound by the end of sound whatsoever. When your song was first put in front of me, I was thinking, this is the new end ofs. It's not the new end ofs at all, is it?
No way. What song was it you heard? Was it The One or Wind Up?
I think it was The One, actually,
yeah. The One, yeah, because, I mean, we were going for sort of, we didn't want to make it too poppy, and didn't want to make it too grimy, so we sort of like tried to meet somewhere in the middle with like the dubstep elements of the grime, but also the poppy type of chorus.
Mm.
So, I mean, you could, like, say, obviously we're a three-piece, so you could relate us to N-Dubs in that way. But, I mean, we've got two singers and a rapper, and we're all guys as well, so...
Dude, can you do us one last favour? Introduce your song, your brand-new song, which is going to be out on the 4th of July, on In Demand for the very first time.
OK, In Demand, you're listening to Encore, and this is our new single, Tip for Tat.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
Hi, Jason Derulo.
Hey, Lucy, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic, thanks.
Yeah, the new single sounds brilliant. We're loving the fact you've taken one of the biggest dance records and kind of made it your own. Robin S. Show Me Love, been sampled in the new single. What was it that made you want to go down that route?
That record, man, it's just one of those records that when you're in the club and it pops on, it's so hypnotizing. You know, it's that record that, you know, gives you that special feeling inside and makes everyone go crazy.
Okay, now something else that's caught our eye is the Cosmopolitan spread that you've done.
Oh, yeah.
You're wearing nothing but your birthday suit, Jason Derulo.
Oh, absolutely nothing at all. It's kind of shocking, and that's the whole point of it. You know, yeah. it's a really shocking pic, and it forces you to, you know, want to read what the reasoning behind it was.
Yeah, of course, it's the Everyman campaign, isn't it?
Yeah, it's for testicular cancer. And
the one thing I did notice was your muscular thighs, Jason. My God, you've got thighs on you.
a lot of dancing going on.
Now, of course, there's going to be a video for the new single. When are we going to get to see that?
Well, I'm actually doing the video today. So hopefully very soon, hopefully, you know, into the next week or so.
Well, good luck with the video shoot. And we love the new single. Will you introduce it for us?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am so pleased to introduce to you my first single off my Future History album that is coming very, very soon. This one is called Don't Want to Go Home. Let's go.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. And it is our mission to get you to win Eurovision. All right.
That's what tonight is all about.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Blue's still on the show.
Good to be here.
The new song is on the way soon, but start thinking about a classic as well.
Yeah, okay. Do you know what? I think we should take it back.
To the beginning.
Rewind and take it back.
10 years ago.
Yes.
Is it that long?
To the month.
Long
to the month.
First of May.
We're old now.
Something like All Rise.
You've hit the nail on the head. All Rise. That one. That worked.
Blue are in demand this evening.
In demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and Blue are here on the show with us right
now.
Chat properly now.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
You're back.
Yeah. Back after all this time.
I mean, it's just unbelievable to be back, do you know what I mean? And getting the love that we once had, you know, it's building up again. We just can't wait to get out of there now. Dusseldorf, May the 14th, support the UK, support Blue, we'll be flying a flag. And I think now is the right time for us to come back because, as the boys said, it's our 10th year anniversary, and what a major platform to come back on the Eurovision, 125 million people watching you that night.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of pressure,
Yeah. Brown boxer shorts on standby for the moment.
Well, I'm the worst. I'm the worst for all that. I run to the toilet all the time, they tell me what I'm like. I go, and then I feel I need to go again straight away, and I think that's just the nervous thing.
It's called cystitis. I've been sick in my own mouth on stage before and then spat it off to the side. I've done that.
That's why you need bottles of water. Maybe you could have washed it back down.
You've been doing the charm offensive. You've been going around.
Oh my word.
Yeah, going around Europe and doing the old Jade Ewan route, we call it. She did that last
year. Yeah, no, listen.
Paid off for her.
Jade done well, you know, for an unknown person at that time. Yeah. I think she did fantastically. But I think I'd like to say we got the advantage. You know, we sold X amount of millions around Europe. We had an amazing following in Italy, France, Germany, Spain, etc., etc. And every place we've gone to, the love and people knowing the song has just been phenomenal. It's been brilliant.
We're actually second favourites to win.
Are you? Yeah.
Who's the favourite at the moment?
France is the favourite at the moment. We're second favourite with Estonia.
Okay.
Because Britain doesn't ever normally get a look in. Let's be honest, it's 97, is it?
Do you know what? Historically, last 10 years, we've done
let's say, pretty rubbish. Nil point. Yeah, last year we were last on the leaderboard, which is kind of embarrassing. And I think
rubbish though. That song was shocking.
Yeah, that's why it was on the other side of the board.
It was, but I mean, I think we've got a good chance this year. Like, you know, we've done tours. You know, had singles, albums, and you know, had quite a big following, and in Eastern Europe as well. Like, we don't normally get no points at all, but they've just done a kind of survey, and we've come in the top 10 of what they think is who's going to win. And normally we never make it in that, like, not once. So, you know, I remember us being quite big in Eastern Europe and
Romania and stuff.
Romania and places like that. We have a big following.
All right, let's play the new song.
Yes.
Introduce it for us, boys, and we'll get it on the radio.
Hi, we're Blue.
This is our brand new single, I can.
Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. Indemand.fm.
This is In Demand tonight with Yasmin back on the show. Hiya.
I feel like I'm just always here. I like it when I come out to the studio.
It's
just
really
like
good.
Another nice girl one. On the reception.
She's making you tea.
Yeah, it's like coming home.
At this point, I'll bring in J-Ro, who works on the show with us, just to discuss the iPad chat you guys have been having.
Yeah.
You happy?
We have taken some awfully ugly photos of me on this new iPad.
We've taken some photos.
She's stretched good. My face a little bit.
You have become part of the furniture almost.
It's not very attractive.
Can we tweet some of these pictures? Is that okay?
Oh my gosh, they are. I'm warning everyone now, they're horrendous.
That is brilliant.
Oh my gosh. I mean, if you have an iPad, you'll know the app that they're talking about when you can stretch people's face.
I like the neck in this one.
Oh god, my neck is about 10 metres wide.
One of my favourite questions ever on Family Fortunes was, name a bird with a long neck, and one of the contestants said Naomi Campbell. Isn't that genius?
That's an app you should get, Family Fortunes app.
Amazing.
That's a really good app.
Amazing.
Hours of fun.
Okay, so we'll put some of those on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah. Great.
You're a good sport.
Oh gosh.
Thank you.
I am a good sport.
But we'll play
sport.
Your record in a bit to make
okay,
up for
good.
It.
Okay, right. Good. Twice maybe, back to back.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight with Yasmin, still on the show.
Woo!
Okay, so I want to know three things that have happened to you since you were last here. Let's start with a story that involves a celebrity.
Since I was last here, I was over in Austria at the Snowbombing Festival.
Cool.
And Example, Professor Green, everyone was out there. And it's not really any gossip, but it was just we all had
good
a big party in the mountains.
Of.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Had a big party.
A story that involves performing live that you really, really loved.
That I really loved. But I just did the session for today.
Yes.
If I'm honest, like, I can't believe we did it in two takes.
You were
I was
amazing.
Like, wow.
You're an old pro now, you
and
see.
I've been doing this for about, 4 months now, so I'm pretty pro.
And something that involves a fan, maybe a bit crazy.
A crazy fan.
Are you picking up a few of these now?
I'm picking up a few of them.
Yes.
No one crazy. They're just crazy in love. No joke.
That's good.
No, it's coming. Sorry, I'm having a Beyonce moment. Crazy fans. I don't have crazy fans. I have this one guy on Twitter that he's like made a fake Ollie Murs profile. And for some reason, he doesn't quite give abuse. It's one of those ones, you don't know if he's being nice or if he is giving abuse, but it's just funny that he's made a fake Ollie Murs profile and chooses
to do that. Someone pretending to be Ollie Murs?
Yeah.
Is this a bit like Cheryl Curl?
Oh, I love Cheryl Curl.
Have you seen Nadine Worldwide?
No.
Pretending to be Nadine in the same way that someone is pretending to be Cheryl Curl.
Oh, wow.
And doing it with a really thick Irish accent.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
I'm always on Twitter.
It's taking over our lives, isn't it?
It is. It scares me because I just don't know where it's going to go next. You're like, wow, it's just going to be like people can just choose to watch the camera in your house or something like that. It's going to get extreme.
I mean, it's done so much, like within the last week. First news on Osama bin Laden being killed.
I know.
First news on Cheryl Cole getting the X Factor gig.
But that's what it's going to be, though. Everyone's going to be like, oh, like when people ask me, where were you when Michael Jackson died? Where did you find out? I said, Twitter.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Where were you when you found out Yasmin was number one?
Oh,
on
hopefully.
Let's play this song. This was produced by Labyrinth.
Yes.
How was that working with him?
Oh, it was amazing. Labyrinth is like a crazy musical genius. Like, he is. I mean, he always brings out the best in me when we work together. He's just, we were in the studio and he's jumping on the keys, throwing the guitar on, doing some drums, sampling the finish line. And he's just a madman.
Can you introduce your new single for us? We'll play it now.
Yeah, it's Yasmin here on In Demand and this is my single Finish Line.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand. Yasmin still with us on the show. We played your brand new single earlier. Any plans for festivals this year? Will you be doing any?
So many festivals. I'm so excited. I'm doing Parklife in Manchester.
Wicked.
I'm doing Glastonbury.
Amazing.
Wireless Festival. I'm doing Beach Break. I'm doing Wakestock, Shakedown, Underage Festival, Bestival.
The whole lot.
The whole shebang. I'm going over to Ibiza to do some stuff as well. So I'm wicked. So excited.
What day are you doing Glastonbury?
Glastonbury is the Saturday, I think. It's okay. The day before Beyonce Day. That's okay. Why I was gutted. Well, obviously, I'm thrilled to be doing Glastonbury, but I was like, I really want to see Beyonce.
I chatted to Claire Maguire, you know, from Shield and the Sword, last week.
I love Claire. She's so amazing, right?
Everything is epic that she does, isn't
it? It's
so
she's just good. Like, she's got this
really dramatic
powerhouse.
She's like Kate Bush. She's like a new Kate Bush. She's a bit mental.
she's a bit mental.
And she said she demanded with her management that she would only do Glastonbury on the Sunday so she could see Beyonce. And she's got her own way.
I need to put my foot down. I'm like, okay, whatever is easiest for you, that's fine with me.
But you get Coldplay.
True. That's a pretty amazing. Pretty good. That's pretty amazing.
Have we done favourite things with you before?
I think shall we just do it again?
Well,
I like it.
We've got some more because we're kind of just like on this rotation of favourite things. Favourite UK town.
It's got to be Glasgow because that's where I'm from. That's where I grew up the most of my life. I was born in Manchester. Always has a special place in my heart. But Glasgow's where I grew up. So,
have you heard of a band called Twin Atlantic?
No.
They're from Glasgow. They're new. And they're going to be on In Demand next week chatting to us.
What
so maybe
hell?
They're a bit rocky.
A bit rocky.
In the sort of Biffy Clyro.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of thing. And who else did we meet? Cassidy. Have you heard of Cassidy?
Yes.
Another one from Glasgow.
Doing
really well with the rock
stuff. We're just churning them out, really.
Totally. Favourite song in the charts at the moment, apart from your own, for us to play now?
My favourite song in the charts at the moment... Stretch an example. I love Unorthodox.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a big tune.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
That now. Thank you very much for coming back.
Thank you.
We're
going to
hear those live tracks a little later on Woo-hoo. In Demand tonight. Thank you for doing those.
No problem.
Yasmin,
anytime.
Pleasure.
Next time. Bye.
Thank you.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. And tonight, we fulfill our statement of biggest hits, biggest stars, all in one man. David Guetta is here.
Yay! Hello!
Hey!
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Are you well? Are you comfortable?
Yes, I'm really good.
The next 30 minutes, all about one of the biggest men in music.
We are devoting it to you.
Come on.
This is a fact, and we'll prove that as we go along. Mm-hmm. David Guetta is In Demand tonight.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. David Guetta still with us on the show. And now then, you spoke to Lucy, and you met Lucy just before Christmas last year.
Yes.
Which was an exciting
thing. I'm still shaking.
For both of you, I would imagine.
Did you enjoy it, David?
Special moment.
It was good fun. We had a nice little chat backstage at the Warehouse Project.
Now, what we learned from that chat was that sometimes you get 500 requests for gigs every week. Is this true, David Guetta?
Yes, it's true. Yes.
This is mental.
It's crazy.
It's a lot of work for my management and my agent. It's actually kind of crazy because they had to hire someone, you know, just to answer. Because I said, I want you to answer everyone, you know, even if I can't do it.
Out of those all those requests that you must get some that are slightly odd.
It was last week, actually. It's funny that you asked me, you know. So this guy from Luxembourg sent me an invitation saying, hello, I have the best meat restaurant in Luxembourg, and we would be happy to receive you in our restaurant. And of course, you would get the meal for free for you and one friend. I was like, I don't know. It's really strange, right? How can it be crazy enough to think I'm going to fly to Luxembourg, you know, to
for
eat
dinner.
A steak? You know, exactly. You know?
Next time you're passing through.
Yeah, some people are really strange. You know?
Did they want you to play or did they just want you to eat there?
No, they just want me to be in the restaurant. And then, you know, he was like, yeah, we're ready to discuss a fee for your time, you know. And I was like, that's crazy, you know.
Well, Paris Hilton is a lady who's built her career pretty much on these kind of things where she will turn up to a party. Apparently she's DJing, but actually what she does is just stand in a box.
Well, now she's DJing?
And talks. No, she's not, though. They make out she is. She stands there, pretends to DJ, does a bit of talking, and then walks away with hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, you have done a hell of a lot of collaborations in the past. We've got a few suggestions for you, for other people. Just to, you know, maybe let's see what David Guetta thinks about working with these people. Is that all right?
Yes, of course.
So, have you heard of Jessie J?
Yes, wonderful. I love her.
You two need to do something together.
Yes,
we're telling you.
Really Lady Gaga, idea. That would work, right?
Yeah, that could be. But I think honestly, it's just that if it was supposed to happen, I'm sure it would have happened before.
Okay, you know? Right. So we're crossing her off the list.
I don't call artists. Artists are calling me, and I think if she wanted to call me, she would have done it probably already.
David, can you introduce your brand new song for us now, though? Where Them Girls At?
This is my brand new single. I'm David Guetta, and this record is featuring Nicki Minaj and Florida. Where Them Girls At?
In Demand.
Okay, now, before you go, we've got something we do with everyone. It's called Your Favourite Things. David Guetta, what is your favourite cheese?
Being a French man, this should be a good answer.
Yes.
Am I supposed to name an artist? Or?
No, a type of cheese.
I'm joking. Burrata. So it's like a liquid mozzarella. It's really crazy.
I've got like cheese signs in my eyes.
But we have such a big cheese culture in France.
Yes.
And don't make me say something that I didn't mean, please.
All right, okay.
Right, next favourite thing. Your favourite collaborator? Tricky one.
Oh, wow. I can't answer that.
No, I knew you'd say that.
No, but come on. Do you want me to be out of a job, you know?
No, this is true.
Yeah, I can't say that.
Your favourite sandwich filling?
Wow.
French cheese.
Oh, I tell you.
Yeah?
Just next to French cheese, uh-huh. My favourite food in the world is Spanish ham.
Oh, like Serrano ham.
Yes, but there's actually even better than Serrano. Mm-hmm. How do they call it?
Parma ham.
Boleta. I think they call it boleta.
Boleta.
It's so crazy. Next time you go to Ibiza, mm-hmm. you that's what you choose. You choose the jamón ibérico.
Yes, I know the one
boleta.
You mean.
Oh, man, this is crazy. It's like, for me, you just put it there and it's like a torture. You know, it's like,
is it the one they bring out and they slice pieces off for you at the table?
But you know that some animals, you know, you cannot give them too much food because they're going to make themselves sick. You know, they will eat until they die. And this is what happened when they put that ham in front of me. You know, I will eat until I faint.
I'm going to have that next time, definitely.
Oh, you have to try it.
And your favorite cocktail?
My favorite cocktail, you know, really, to tell you the truth, I know it's going to sound, you know, not very rock and roll, but I don't really drink alcohol.
Okay.
So I know that it's very shocking to British people. And
it's acceptable. It's fine. If you did drink alcohol.
I don't
alcohol.
Know if it is, because you have such a big pub culture, you know. I at the beginning, I was like, What's going on? You know, at 6 o'clock, all those people with beers and
I feel like we're being judged.
You know,
again.
And I understand the culture now. You know,
Alex now feels like we're being judged again, David.
Again. No, British I'm not. People. No, listen.
I think you're down on us, Brits. Pleasure having you on the show
again, sir.
You are a genius and a legend. Thank you, David Guetta.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the support on the music, man.
But best of luck with everything, and we'll see you soon, hopefully.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The podcast.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.